Welcome back to the podcast where we have another X-Reader for everyone.
We gotta name this one now, too.
That we do, and I have a list of girl names.
Ooh.
Let's see. Well, here's some top 10 ones. I'm not using any of those because some of them are names I like or names of relatives. Harper is on the list.
I like that name.
Want to go with Harper?
No. Don't ruin that for me.
Okay. You know what? Della is on the list.
Oh, yes. We gotta...
If you don't remember, Della was the name of Zade's mom in Handbook for Mortals. So. But what is this X reader, you may ask? It is a Jeff the Killer X reader.
I'm like still trying to get into my tablet here.
Yeah.
I'm just multitasking to the extreme like usual. Just classic Saya.
Yep. I'm just sitting here. Nim is curled up with me, being a cutie patootie.
I was like really tired yesterday after I got home from my injections, and I totally didn't upload any of the footage from Wednesday night.
Yeah. Wednesday night, we helped record bits and pieces of a thing.
And that was the first time you recorded with me in a while, but that's also because I was pretty sick.
Yeah, because you had a bad reaction to anesthesia after getting some oral surgery.
Yeah, it wasn't necessarily like surgery, but
it was, you still had to get some anesthesia in order to numb up your mouth.
I did, because I've never known like what causes, you know, like tooth sensitivity, and for some reason it just like kept being sensitive, and I have, you know, decently high pain tolerance. So it was just weird.
Very weird.
Why can I never figure out which one is the SD port? There we go.
There you go.
Fucking ridiculous.
And you are ridiculous.
I am.
Have you seen yourself?
I have. I'm going to be really annoyed if this doesn't pop up, because it's going to be a bitch.
Well, any hoodles, do you just want me to start off this reading?
Please.
All right, so this is a Jeff the Killer. I was going to say Jack the Ripper. Don't put it past anyone. It probably exists.
Oh, it probably does. Like,
but we have Jeff the Killer, X-Reader. If you don't know what Jeff the Killer is, it's a creepypasta. I do not... Okay, like, back when creepypastas were, like, super popular, everyone found it scary. I could not find it creepy in the slightest because none of it sounded realistic to me. Like, just at all. Like, there was nothing realistic about it. At all.
That sounds about right.
But the thing is, it's like, that's because Jeff the Killer's origin story, like, it's in more of the human realm versus Slenderman just comes from out of nowhere. And I'm like, that's more scary because it's supposed to be an entity from buttfuck nowhere.
Suddenly he's just here.
Yep.
Hello.
Hello, is it me you're looking for? No, I am not looking for you, Slender Man. Get the fuck out. Anyway.
God damn it, Slendy.
The alarm on your iPad jolted you awake.
My iPad.
iPod. What is this? iPod Nano? iPod, like... Oh, God. I'm picturing, like... Not the Nano, but what was the other iPod?
Oh, the Shuffle?
Maybe it is the Nano I'm thinking of, like, because the Shuffle was the teeny tiny one.
Yeah.
Then the other one had the screen.
Yeah, that was the Nano, but are you thinking about the chonky one?
Because now that I'm thinking, I was thinking of the Nano. I had the iPod Nano back in the day. It was pink.
I had so many because I kept breaking them by accident.
I took care of my electronics. Still do.
Like I said, it was usually, you know, an accident.
Mm-hmm. And then the iPod Touch came out.
Right? And then everybody fucking had them.
Yep. But I used to... I never had, like, an... Like, I never had a smartphone. I used to just have a smart... Like, the iPod Touch and then a phone. Like, I had a Motorola Razr back in.
Wow, look at you.
I was so cool, but not really. I was not. I was fucking cringy, but so was everyone else. You rubbed the sleep from your eyes and sat up, turning the intrusive noise off. Thankfully, there was no school today. What day is it?
Then why the hell are we waking up?
Fucking no. Hold on. Something's fallen in my room. What time is it? Why do you have an alarm? Why did you set an alarm? I mean, yeah, sometimes I set an alarm, but that's because I'm an adult and I need to learn to wake the fuck up. You dressed in a soft black tank top. Yellow cardigan, because I'm getting... Because I get to choose the color, and I'm putting favorite color for Della as yellow.
Cool.
Cardigan sweater and black jeans, so she looks like a fucking bumblebee. Heading downstairs and into the kitchen, you listen for your mother, who would usually be in the kitchen cooking breakfast by now, but you heard nothing. Ma'am, you called. No response. She was probably at her friend Celeste's house, because we're going to go with an old-ass name, watching boring musicals from the 70s and drinking tea. Hey, musicals from the 70s are not boring, okay? You got Jesus Christ Superstar over here. You got Little Shop of Horrors over there. You don't have to watch the atrocity that is Cats, because that was the 80s. You sighed and opened the cupboard, pulling out a box of Lucky Charms, not sponsored.
That's one of my favorite cereals.
I love Lucky Charms. Oh, did you know that they have, like, I don't know if it's a limited time only one, but they have, like, marshmallow clusters? Where no. It's, like, okay, so it's basically, like, instead of, like, the boring brand, like, whatever it is for the cereal part... It's like, it's still, it's like, it's not marshmallow, but it's like, it's not just plain cerealness. It's like it's puffy and crunchy, but sugary. It doesn't taste like cardboard.
Is it like the Honey Smacks? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
A little. But it's not honey. I don't know how to explain it. They're called marshmallow clusters. They taste fucking good. I need to pick myself up a box now. That's when you noticed the note on the refrigerator. You pulled it off and read. You pulled off the refrigerator door off its, like, hinges. Hey, Della, I went to the park. You took too long to get up. Don't forget your keys on the table. Mom, Why did mom go to the park by herself? You folded up the note, placed it on the counter, and checked the clock on the microwave. It was already 2:36 p.m. What?
What? Wait,
she set an alarm for, like, what time?
I'm so confused.
It's 2:36 p.m. in the afternoon. And
no,
but she...
no, no.
Child.
Tater Tot.
Oh, no. Is Tater Tot being naughty?
Yes.
Oh, boy. What's he doing now?
He just tried to climb up on my desk where I'm doing the footage transfer.
Oh, no. Tots, no.
They have just been being so bad.
Not surprised. Grabbing the milk out of the fridge, you had a bowl of cereal before heading back upstairs. Wait, I thought you already ate the cereal.
Oh, fuck. I wasn't paying attention.
No, she just pulled the box out of the cupboard. Okay. It's 2:36 and she's having breakfast in the afternoon. Okay. She doesn't talk about putting the milk back in the fridge, so I assume she just left the milk sitting on the counter.
Yeah, that's probably a good assumption.
That sounds about accurate. You brushed out your hair and put on silver rose-shaped earrings you got as a gift. Running downstairs, you put the keys in your cardigan pocket, slipped on your gray Vans, and went out the door.
Why gray?
I don't know.
Why would you do gray with the yellow and the black?
I don't know. I don't know.
It's a fucking fashion disaster.
Fucking, you know what? She's probably wearing like two different shades of black.
Oh my god, probably.
It's just one of them's like not even true black. It's like charcoal gray or something.
No.
Yep.
The worst.
Okay. Since the park was only two blocks away, you took your time and enjoyed walking down the shady side of the street. The weather was perfect, not too hot or cold. The clouds kept the sunlight from getting too intense, and there was a cool breeze and rustling grass. You suddenly got the feeling that someone was following you. It could be a rabbit. You paused, looked behind you, and saw nothing. Shaking the feeling off as simple paranoia, you continued walking. Reaching into your cardigan, you pulled out your iPod Nano specifically, and headphones. You put them on and listened to a song. We need a song.
Barbie Girl
by Aqua. Drowning out the noise outside. Finally, you arrived at the park. There was plenty of kids running around, dogs playing fetch, and joggers.
What are they doing?
I was gonna say, it's like joggers don't... Okay, yeah, joggers can jog at any time of day, but usually if you want to be strategic, joggers will either go earlier in the day or later in the evening, because statistically it's either going to be cooler, either or. Not at this time. I don't know. That's me being nitpicky.
Yeah.
I'm nitpicky as fuck. That's just me. But you couldn't find your mom or Celeste anywhere, so you kept walking. Glanced over at one end of the park, there was nothing but dark woods. A few kids ran around your feet. One little girl with curly brown hair and a pink dress dropped her teddy bear. It landed right in front of you. You took off your headphones and hung them around your neck. You picked up the small bear and dusted it off, handing it to her. The small child hugged the bear to her chest and smiled. "Thank you," she said in a gentle voice. "No problem, kiddo," you winked playfully. The girl turned to her, but then stared at you curiously. Oh, fuck, I hate this. "You're very pretty, miss."
Yeah.
The compliment took you by surprise. You smiled gratefully. "Aw, that's very nice. What's your name?" "It's Sal." Oh, God, it's another creepypasta. "It's Sal. Oh, I got to go. See ya." The girl cut herself off, turning. She cut herself in half, turning and running down the path until you couldn't see her anymore. That was weird, you said quietly to yourself, continuing in the opposite direction. On your way, you stopped to look at a beautiful hedge of rose bushes with vibrant red flowers growing from it, because those totally grow wildly in a park. Because they're not a bitch to maintain.
Not at all.
You picked one and sniffed it. Because they totally have a strong scent when they're grown wildly. Like that.
And they're totally not, you know,
thorny. Prickly. You know, thorny.
I'm here all week.
Oh. It's beautiful, isn't it? You heard a male voice from behind you. You heard a male voice say from behind you. Yeah, it's, you spun around, but saw no one. Huh? That made no sense. You shrugged it off, picked the thorns off the rose. You can't shorten the stem by hand.
No, they're pretty strong.
You're just gonna get a bunch of chlorophyll on your hand, and it's gonna be gross.
Yeah, it's, you not, gotta clip them.
Yep. How do I know this? Floral experience, my dudes. Floral experience. It's easier to do it with, like, some plants with, like, I mean, it's because roses have more of a woody stem. And it's just a disaster. There are some where it's, like, you can easily kind of, like, get at it with your, if you have long enough nails and all that.
Roses are not one of them.
They are not. Confused, you shrugged it off, picked the thorns up, blah, 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 and placed it delicately in your hair, careful not to break any of the soft petals off.
Well, now she's just gonna have chlorophyll all up in her hair.
Well, the thing is with, like, with roses, they say pluck off, like, the exterior petals, because those are the ones that have the most damage. They kind of, like, they protect, like, the more interior roses.
Yeah.
Because it's like you're going to find the more bruised ones on the outside and all that stuff. Yeah. Yeah. You relax to the sound of birds chirping and leaves rustling on the trees and continue to walk. Also, I was... Okay. This is more me nitpicking at, like, the story and meaning of flowers and all that stuff, you know?
Yep.
Red roses signify love and all that. Instead of her pluck, like, instead of the reader plucking the flower for herself, it would have more significance if someone handed her the rose. You know?
Yes, Barry is being very cute, like usual.
He's always adorable.
Yes.
I mean, I have Nim being here and just, like, she's all snuggly. I can put my blanket over her and she's all like, okay, this is snuggle fest now. But, yeah, it's like, I know Wattpad story and all that, but I'm always like, always keep in mind of the significance of flowers again, red roses, love, that sort of thing. If she wanted to grab something for herself. I'm trying to think, like, what's a good flower of, like, I don't know. I'm trying to think of, like,
Daisy.
Yep, daisy. Or even, like, just a dandelion.
Yeah, that too.
Yep. You relax to the sounds of birds chirping and leaves rustling on the trees and continue to walk. You regretted dropping your cell phone in the water. Oh, you better put that in rice.
Right?
Yeah. It's totally a Motorola razor too. You could have contacted your mom. Approaching a wooden bench, you sat down, tensing up when you saw a shadow behind you. You spun around and saw someone walking away. The person had long black hair that fell past their shoulders and a white hoodie and black jeans. Ooh, who do you think it is?
I don't know.
You had to get to the bottom of this. Hey, are you following me? You called, but the person only started running, because that's what you totally call out to someone you think is following you.
No shit.
Especially when no one else is around. You quickly got to your feet and ran after the person, keeping only close enough to see where they were going. The person ran into the woods that were behind the park. That feels like a weird sentence. Wait, you called after them because you totally want to chase after the person that you think is following you, because this might not totally be a ploy to get you alone.
Yeah.
Because of the high trees, you think the leaves think... Oh, wait. Because of the high trees and think... Oh, God, that's a typo. And thick leaves, the area was very dark. It says think leaves. They're very thoughtful leaves, okay?
Yeah, they got a lot of thinking to do.
The area was very dark. Oh, they must be some very broody leaves. You brushed past tall shrubs and plants, trying to keep up with the stranger. If it's a dark area, you're not going to find a lot of shrubbery, because there's no light for them to grow.
Yeah, that. I was just about to say that.
I mean, you'll find ferns. Wait, please. You instantly regretted ever leaving the house.
Same.
I mean, every single day of my life, but here we are. When the person stopped and turned around slowly, your eyes met his. You stopped in your tracks. His face was in the shadow of a tree, but you could still see clearly because you can see in the shadows. It was a boy about your age. His skin pale, large blue eyes. I thought they were black or brown or whatever. With dark marks around the edges. Yeah, because he doesn't go the fuck to sleep. But it was his smile. He had an unnaturally wide smile carved into his cheeks. Yeah, it's a... Oh God, what's it called again? It's a... There's a specific name for this. It's a... I can't think of what it's called right now. You took a step back. Hello, Della, he said. You ignored him and took off in a sprint. You had to get away from this guy. Well, you followed him! Sure, you were the one that followed him, but still! This wasn't the face of a normal person. Hey, he's a burn victim.
My goodness.
He's a burn victim and he self-mutilated himself.
Della, you are so judgmental.
Well, I mean, look at her from Handbook for Mortals.
That's true. Oh, how, boy.
And how did he know your name? Before you could make it far, you felt someone grab you from behind. You can't outrun me. You're going to have to trust me on that, his voice said in your ear. Let me go, you yelled, struggling to escape the vice grip around your arms. No. No. You let out a screech, and he covered your mouth with his hand, because this is a healthy relationship yet again. Sweetheart, we don't want anybody hearing that pretty little scream of yours. Now do we?
Oh, this is going so well.
You could feel his breath on your neck, feeling your heart rate speeding up. If I uncover your mouth, you won't scream, right? He asked. His voice was gentle, but the tone gave you chills. If you scream, I'll have to hurt you. And I really, really don't want to do that. You understand, right? Oh, God, I'm sounding like Charles. He whispered in your ear. Hot tears ran down your cheeks as you nodded and managed to calm down a little. The boy hummed in approval and let go of your mouth, watching you curiously as you gasped for air. Please, please don't kill me. I don't want to die, you whimpered. He turned you to face him. You saw the boy's eyes lose the mischievous sparkle they once had. He sighed, wiping away a tear from your face.
Don't cry. You're too pretty for that.
What? You flinched at the contact.
If I was gonna kill you, trust me, I would have done it by now. I never wanted to,
he said in a low voice.
I apologize if my appearance scared you. Also, I smoke like 2 packs of cigarettes a day.
2 packs an hour.
Shut up. That's cutting back significantly.
God. You still didn't trust this boy, but his words relaxed you a bit. Because he sounded like he would keel over at any second. He looked at you with a soft expression.
God, you're beautiful. Even more up close like this.
His hand rested on the side of your face gently. You felt yourself blush slightly. God, you know what this makes me think of?
What?
And you're gonna hate me for saying this. Fucking Massimo from 365 Days.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Because you know what? He did the same fucking thing.
I see it.
He does the same thing.
Yeah, but it's different because he's attractive. I'm gonna be that person.
You know what?
It doesn't excuse it, but...
You know what? I'm just gonna say this about Massimo. He looks like a basic dude bro to me.
Oh, as soon as you introduced the other character, they were both just dude bros.
They look so basic to me. So similar to each other. I'm like, they both have that same jawline. They both have that same, like, caramelized skin tone. That same, like, look in their eyes. That same, like, hair tussliness. The only difference is, like, tattoos.
Yeah.
They both look the same.
They do.
And also, Saya, beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
It is, I know. That's why I said I was going to be that guy.
And I'm going to be this person and say, I don't want to be necessarily held captive by, like, I'm not into the whole captive romance thing. That's not for me. Not really. Especially in the case of, again, 365 days, where literally she is held captive for 2 months. Also, the book is wilder. And, like, worse.
I haven't read the book.
The book is worse.
The book is worse? Ugh.
The book is worse. It is worse. Everyone was calling you pretty today. Weren't you special? Because she's so special.
Honestly, why? Like, how would you even stop to think about that just right then and there?
Dude, I'd be pissing my drawers.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate.
But I don't understand. Then it hit you. You remember his smile from a scary article that your friend Alicia read to you. Jeff the killer.
Judging by the look on your face, you probably realized who I am, right?
The boy asked with a grin, realizing you. Wait. God fucking damn it. Random ass periods. The boy asked with a grin, realizing you, period. You took a step back when he pulled out a razor sharp bloodstained knife, twirled it around his finger skillfully. He looked up at you and smirked, obviously amused by your discomforted gaze.
Yes.
This couldn't be real. It couldn't be. You're, you could hardly speak from the shock of everything, still unable to fully register who was in front of you, in flesh and blood. He's real. You're Jeffrey Bezos.
How did you know?
Plastic surgery couldn't cover it all.
That's true.
Your vision began to shift. The floor started to spin. You started to fall. Jeff quickly reached for you and held you in his arms. God, he is like going hot and cold real quick.
He sinking is. To he his can't knees. Choose an emotion.
Like Massimo!
Because you're hot and you're cold. You're yes, yes and you're no.
You're down. You're wrong when it's right. It's black when it's white. Fight, we break up. We kiss, we make up. Yeah, yeah.
We're just gonna take a little song break right there.
Yeah. Della. He asked, nervous tone in his voice, because now he's nervous. He brushed your hair with his hands gently. He looked genuinely concerned, as genuinely concerned someone with no, like, eyelids can look. And no eyebrows, too, at that. Nothing made sense. Stay with me, Della. Try to relax, because it sounds like he just stabbed her. You looked up at him, to your surprise, too weak and shocked to shove him away. No, don't, you whimpered. He frowned a bit. If that was even possible, I mean, it is. His face isn't stitched together, it just has the Harlequin smile. Oh yeah, that's what it's called. I won't hurt you, I promise.
I'm Batman. That's exactly what that just sounded like.
I'm Batman. I don't understand, you said. Oh, let me get more smoker cough in here. I've been watching you. I can't do it. I've been watching you, Della, for some time now, he said softly. Why? What do you want from me? You asked. Jeff gazed into your eyes with such intensity you would have thought he was staring straight into your soul. He paused before speaking, without any, quotations or anything.
I'm in love with you, Della, and I want you to love me. Also, I have a breeding kink.
Well, that's sure a lot to unpack, isn't it?
Yeah. And now we're on chapter 2.
Chapter 2. You stared up at Jeff, your cheeks turning a bright red. Now all I'm imagining is Jeff Bezos. Like, you have... That's just there in my head.
CEO, Trump and R, born in 1964, Jeffrey Bezos.
You struggled to stand up. Jeff let you, standing up as well. He looked a bit wary, like he thought you were gonna run. You stuttered. Jeff sighed. I understand. You probably think I'm a monster.
Well, I mean, you have killed a lot of people, Jeff.
You have, Jeff.
You have killed. He's kind of a family annihilator.
He is.
I mean, he did kill his whole family.
I've never read this creepypasta, so I'm just going into this, like, completely blind.
I mean, if you want me to give you a basic rundown, he did kill his parents and his brother.
Okay.
Yeah.
His expression turned distraught. And he curled a hand in his hair in frustration, averting his gaze from you. Damn it, I'm so stupid. No, I mean, you're not a monster. I heard about what happened when you were younger. I just I didn't know you actually existed. Run, you idiot. You probably pissed him off, you thought. You didn't move. You watched Jeff as he glanced up at you, looking relieved. Your legs began to feel weak, and you fell again, apparently. Jeff looked surprised and quickly caught you and held you close to him. You blushed even harder, hating yourself for it. Damn it, Della.
Literally no chemistry here.
No, it's just forced. It's hurting me.
Like 365 days.
Yeah, that too.
I'm going to keep bringing that up.
Careful, he said, brushing a strand of your hair behind your ear. You closed your eyes and tried to calm your racing heartbeat. Jeff kept watching you. Are you okay? He asked. Not sure, you said. Do you want me to take you home? He asked. You opened your eyes. Jeff really wasn't going to kill you. He's actually kind of sweet, in some freaky sort of way. You blushed even harder.
Wait, Jeff the killer's not going to kill? What type of killer is that?
Do you want me to take you home, Della? Jeff asked again. A wave of relief washed over you as you nodded slightly. Yes, please. Jeff picked you up bridal style and started running. You better hold on tight, spider monkey.
Wait, does he really say that?
No! That was my own addition.
Oh my god! It almost sounded real.
God.
I was about to say, what is he, a fucking Twilight vampire? Also, like, how much you want to bet he killed her mom?
I don't even know at this point. You squeaked, surprised at how
anyway,
fast
you better
were
hold on tight,
going.
Spider Monkey. Going from there.
You squeaked, surprised at how fast you were actually going. Gotta go fast.
Because he's also Sonic.
Yes, Sonic. The tree is raced by you in a blur. You held on tightly to Jeff's hoodie. Yeah, fat chance you had running away from him earlier. In less than a minute, you were back. You were at your back door. How can you run that fast? Spite.
I mean, yeah.
Jeff just shrugged and pulled the small set of keys from your cardigan pocket. He unlocked the back door and carried you in. How the fuck did he unlock the door?
He pulled the keys from out of her pocket.
Yeah, I know, but where did this other hand come from?
Out of his asshole.
I knew you were going to say that.
I always say that.
You didn't even question how he knew where the keys were. Thankfully, your mother wasn't home yet.
She'd Jeff never come home.
No, she's never going to come home.
Nope.
Jeff carried you up to your bedroom and placed you gently on your feet. You looked up at him and smiled slightly. Thank you. Your face turned red again. Get a hold of yourself, Della. You've scolded yourself.
How much you gonna Jeff, how much you want to bet he's gonna live in the closet now?
Oh my god, that would be terrifying. Get out of here. He's already just professed that he's in love with me and now he's living in my closet.
I mean, that's what happens after you profess your love to someone. You live in their closet.
No.
Or like in their attic or under their staircase.
Yeah.
Like under their bed. It comes right before the engagement.
Yes, you're absolutely right.
And then, you know, you like hold them captive for 365 days.
It wasn't even 365 days. I was so mad.
It was 2 months.
There is nothing that makes me more mad than when you give me a time frame and then you just shoot it in the foot.
That's because the author was honestly bullshitting everything. You know, she like based it off of 50 Shades of Grey.
When will 50 Shades of Grey leave me alone?
It's because Never. it's a part of the Twilight pipeline.
Thanks. I hate it.
Whoop, there goes Nim.
Jeff gazed into your eyes and leaned in closer to you, pulling you into a tight hug. Please don't hate me. You pulled away and stared into his eyes. This is getting very emotional very quickly.
He totally killed her mom.
I don't. When I read about you all those years ago, I felt connected to you in some strange way.
Oh my god, this is exactly how it starts with those, like, girl, like, those women that, like, fell in love with Ted Bundy and all that.
Oh my god, you're right.
Right?
I'm not sure why. You're not a bad person. You were silenced when you felt Jeff suddenly grab your face and kiss you. The action definitely shocked you. Dot, 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 dot. But it felt right. You returned the kiss, feeling your back pressed against the wall as you both continued, your hands curling in Jeff's wild black hair.
It's not even chapter 12 yet.
I know. Calm down. This was crazy, but you didn't want to stop. When your lips separated, Jeff sighed contently. I've wanted to do that for a long time. Suddenly, out of nowhere, you heard the front door downstairs open. Della, your mother called.
Holy shit, she's alive.
You looked at Jeff in panic. He straightened up, went to the window, and slid it open. A warm breeze rushed into the room. Wait, will I see you again? You blurted out, barely wanting to take the words back. Jeff turned back to you, determination in his eyes. Sure thing, beautiful. With that, he climbed out the window, closed it behind him, somehow, landed gracefully in the grass and ran out past the trees in your yard. He's gonna live in the tree outside.
Okay, I'm just gonna say this. I don't trust the narrator. That is not what happened. He literally just like dove out the window, face first, ate shit, has a face full of grass. His hoodie is now stained with like mud and grass. He looked around. And then, like, on all, like, fours, he just runs off into the woods.
I can see that one a lot better.
And, yes, there's, like, a treehouse in the back. He's totally living in it.
No, he's just living in the tree. No treehouse. He just climbs up it.
He climbs up the tree, He takes a shit in their garbage can. The mom's like, who keeps shitting in our garbage can? I think it's the neighbor boy next door. He's so gross. Why does he keep doing this? It's disgusting. Oh my god, what is wrong with him? And then Della's just too free, like she's too scared to say anything. Because she knows who the garbage can shitter is. Eddie the cat is looking at me and judging me right now.
Honestly, the garbage can shitter is so much better than Jeff the killer.
I mean, a lot of things sound better than Jeff the killer. I mean, there's literally, like, these short little quote-unquote horror games, like, called the Poop Killer. Where it's, like, the basis of the game is, like, you're just a civilian and there's this killer on the loose who goes and kills people who don't flush after they poop. And a lot of the basis is, like, someone comes in and clogs up the toilet, so it's like you can't flush. And then this dude wearing a toilet mask comes in and just fucks everything up and ultimately kills you.
That is amazing.
Yeah. It is. It's even more amazing when you get to the origin story.
You let out a shaky breath and sat down on the bed as your mom entered the room and looked at you. Hey, I'm back. She walked over to you and kissed you on the cheek. She looked at you curiously. You look exhausted, sweetie. Do you feel all right? She felt your forehead, which was still warm from your encounter with Jeff. She frowned. You have a slight fever. You need to rest. That's not a fever. That's called I just made out with a guy.
Yeah, it's not gonna make it seem like you have a fever, though.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Fucking virgin.
Yes. Yes. The mom is a virgin.
No, Della's a virgin. Because she's got a fever after making out with a boy.
Oh, excuse me. Yeah, she caught cooties.
You nodded innocently as your mom turned to leave. Do you need anything? Are you hungry? She asked. You shook your head. No thanks, Mom. I'll be okay. Okay, I have to work tomorrow morning, so unfortunately I can't stay to cook breakfast. A sad day. You assured her that it was fine and watched as she left the room and went downstairs. You heard the TV turn on, and you pulled the rose from your hair, placing it on the nightstand next to your bed. You laid down on the bed and faced the window. Your thoughts raced. Jeff is real. He didn't kill me. He's in love with me. What does this mean? How is this even possible? Slowly, you drifted off to sleep, thinking of when your next encounter with Jeff would be.
Okay, so, like, Jeff the Killer is technically a serial killer, and he has an MO of what he does. So, yeah, of course he's not going to kill you in the woods. He's going to kill you via his MO, but, of course, that's not going to happen in this. I guess.
No, it would be too smart.
Oh, God, it gets creepy.
The next morning, you awoke to the smell of something delicious cooking. You slid out of bed and looked at the rose on your nightstand. I guess it wasn't a dream, you thought. You realized you were still in your clothes from yesterday. You got a shower, like literally went to Home Depot and bought a shower.
Yep.
And put on a pair of gray jeans and a white hoodie that was ironically similar to Jeff's.
Yes, because that always has to happen in these fics.
Oh, so ironic. You slipped on your black Converses, but paused for a moment. Why is she wearing shoes in the house?
Because she grew up in a barn.
Your mother had to work today. Why did you smell something cooking? You quickly combed out your hair and ran downstairs. Mom, I thought you walked in the kitchen and saw not your mom, but Jeff. Jeff, you asked, completely confused. What are you doing here? Better than that, how did you get in? Jeff kept his back to the stove, not paying attention to what he was fucking cooking.
Starting an oil fire. Grease fire. Grease fire.
I left your bedroom window unlocked when I left, he said plainly. And I made food. You walked over to him and peered over his shoulder. On the stove was a pan cooking the most delicious looking, what's our favorite flavor of pancakes? It should be something really unnecessary since this is a fan fiction.
You know what? Let's say, like, strawberry.
Sure. The most delicious looking strawberry pancakes you had ever seen. Are those? You looked at You looked at him. He looked at you and nodded. Your favorite. What, did you think I couldn't cook?
He breaks into your house to cook breakfast.
Thanks! How did you know, you asked, even though you knew the answer. You were completely stunned. Then a thought came to you. Jeff, how long have you been watching me? About 3 years, last time I checked. Last time you checked!
Okay, so he's been stalking her for 3 years.
He said like it was no big deal. Jeff turned to you and pulled you close suddenly, making you gasp quietly. You're cute when you sleep, Jeff whispered in your ear, letting go and putting pancakes on two plates.
Okay. I just need to... You're supposed to ease into the fact that you've been stalking the main character for a while. Okay? You can't just outright say, oh, I've been watching you for 3 whole years. No, you have to ease into that. Like, you have to, like, slowly worm your way into their life before you, like, kill off everyone and become the total yandere that you are. Look. This is just, again, remember the game I told you about?
Yeah.
Months ago, your boyfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah, this sounds like it, but this is done poorly in that light. Because you know what? Yeah, the stalker in that, he gifts you a rose on the first day. And all that. And that's the significance in that. But like, yeah, he slowly eases his way into your heart, sort of, before kidnapping you and also killing one person in your life. It varies. Could be your landlord, could be your roommate, could be your best friend / coworker.
Who knows?
It all depends on the choices you make.
He handed you one. He grabbed two forks and maple syrup. The both of you ate pancakes while watching favorite TV show.
Oh God, this is the first one that came to mind, and it's just gonna be for the entirety of it being a whole shit post. Caillou.
What a great choice. I was gonna say Friends. That also feels like a shit post at this point.
It does, but everyone fucking hates Kyle.
You turned to Jeff while you were sitting on the sofa. Hey, he looked at you curiously. The story I read about you, is it true? I mean, do you really kill people? It's in his name, Della, you fucking idiot.
His name is literally Jeff the Killer.
You immediately regretted asking it when you saw his eyes switch into a cold stare. He looked away, staring at the floor. Yes, I do, but there is so much more to me than you could possibly imagine.
It's like saying that to Ted Bundy.
I know. It's, well, yeah, I do murder people, but like, I'm also really interesting.
Yeah. God. I mean, that's two chapters.
Oh my goodness. There is a lot to unpack here.
There's so much to unpack here. Well, do we want to keep reading?
I man. Cause... I'm tired.
All right, so we'll just keep it at, like, the two chapters then.
Yeah, I'm sorry, internet. I was at work today.
It's fine. I was just asking because it's like, yeah, we usually do, like, the two chapters.
Yeah, these aren't that long.
Yeah.
So they're just going by quickly.
Yeah. Welp, that's it for
this group of awfulness.
We'll be seeing you next time, and it kind of looks like there's going to be a little recap on what happens, and maybe between now and then I'll make Saya read the actual creepypasta of Just the Killer.
I was thinking about reading it.
Yeah, you should read it.
So that way I know what the hell is even going on.
Yeah, but at this point she just knows it by name.
I do. I mean, and... I like kind of know what he is, but it's also like I just never got into creepypasta. Just, I don't know why. They don't freak me out.
There's some like that definitely, like, I don't know. I just like reading scary stories, but I don't necessarily get scared by them. Some of them are just honestly like just a good read.
That's fair.